But there are plenty of reasons to dance.
What's mine, Pa?
The only way to find out is to try it.
Come on, son. Let's shake this world.
Okay, here's the deal. Even though it won the Oscar for Best Animated Film, I never thought the first Happy Feet was all that great. While it had cute penguins and some toe-tapping numbers, it was a rocky script at best with one of the ugliest, most awkward penguins I've ever seen on the silver screen. Happy Feet 2 retains a modicum of cuteness with baby penguins and has some good songs, but the plot is even more disjointed and random. The story follows Mumble, who still looks freakish to me, and his son who try to help the herd that gets trapped by a glacier. Sure, the animation is beautiful and some songs are neat, but what little heart of the film is gone. A message of individuality is crushed by peer pressure and conformity in this film, and when the story starts to slow down, it starts wigging out like a three-year-old on Jolt Cola. This is nothing more than a desperate attempt to eke more money out of a willing audience with no sense of quality beyond the actual animation. Much like the crazy nasty-ass Honey Badger, Happy Feet 2 really doesn't give a shit. And neither should you. Happy Feet 2 gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.